Numbers 33, 1 through 56. Devotional Focus Verse. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. Numbers 33, 2. Recently, my husband and I made a first-time trip to Boston. We were eager to visit the many historical sites in that city, Bunker Hill, the USS Constitution, the place where Paul Revere began his famous ride, the cemetery where Ben Franklin and John Hancock are buried. But of course, we had no idea of where these places were in relation to where we would be staying. So before our departure date, I went on the internet and mapped the location of our hotel and the surrounding streets. We found that little map was a very important part of successfully navigating an unknown area. Have you ever been without a map and not known which direction to take? Maybe you considered asking someone for directions, but you were embarrassed and thought you could figure it out yourself. Or maybe you asked directions and then discovered they were incorrect. All of us are on a journey spiritually. We want to be certain that we are going the right way on the right road. God gives us instructions in His Word. If we follow the road signs contained there, they will lead us to the destination we all hope to reach one day, heaven. The Bible has the route all mapped out for us. All we have to do is read and obey it. God will not get us lost or tell us to turn left when we need to turn right. His directions are perfect. Our responsibility is to seek His instructions and then journey as He directs. There are blessings in taking God's path in this life. The rewards may not always be tangible right away, but we can know God is taking note of what we do every day, whether we are on the right path or going the wrong direction. It is always wise to follow His bidding and make the right turn in the road of life. We will be a blessing to others when we go in the direction God wants us to go, and we will also receive a blessing ourselves. Our spiritual journey will be a success, and one day we will reach our destination, heaven, and be forever with the Lord. Background information. The children of Israel were on their way to the Promised Land. God gave Moses instructions on how to get there. The most important thing was for them to follow God's direction and go where He led them. God knew how they had grumbled and complained in the past, and here He specifically told them what journeys to take. He spoke to them through Moses, and Moses told the people what God had commanded. There is no record that they tried to go another trail or tried to get ahead of God's plan. God spoke to them of their goings out. It took much preparation to move out of camp. The entire tabernacle had to be disassembled and carried with them wherever they traveled. All of their possessions had to be packed up and moved. They seemed willing to obey and follow God's plan explicitly. In chapter 33, over 50 cities are listed where they journeyed. Life must have had regular upheaval for them as they moved so often in their 40 years in the wilderness, but they obeyed as they were instructed by Moses. Israel was also warned not to do as the Canaanites had done, or God would also give them judgment. They were given specific instructions of what to destroy, including the Canaanites' images and places of worship. God wanted Israel to do as they were told because then they would be blessed and go in and inherit the land. Conclusion. As God gave the Israelites guidelines to follow, He has also given us guidelines in the Bible. If we follow His leading and pay attention to His signs, we will head in the right direction and will not get lost along the way.